Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is letter number 1773, and this is Baruch Hashem dated Yud Gimel Menachem Av Tavshin Yud Beis, 13th of Menachem Av Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, I was in pain when I heard regards from you that you still are depressed. And the way I understand, also the whole household is in that kind of a mode. I don't want to go into at length to enter into arguments whether you're right or wrong. But the Rebbe says it's understood. You don't need too much reflections to understand why you are in that condition after the tragedy, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, the tragedy that has befallen you. Don't know exactly what the Rebbe is talking about. Maybe they lost a child or something, maybe something else, yeah. I'm not sure. But there was a tragedy. So the Rebbe says it's self-evident why they would be depressed. However, the Rebbe says, the Jewish people believe, and that's generally for all Jewish people, especially Hasidim, that they need to connect openly and to hold it wide open with Hashem Elikeinu, with God our God. As the verse states, Ba'atem advekim ba'Hashem Elikeichem chayim kulchem hayoim. That you are connected to Hashem, then you are alive. Chayim kulchem hayoim, then today you're alive. Which means, what is true life? That includes not just to push one day after the other, just to get through every day. But the life should be without lacking in everything that you need physically and without any lackings as far as you and your family in your spiritual level. And since perhaps God forbid, maybe we don't earn this by Hashem to get everything that we need. So that's why it says in the Holy Zohar, in the second volume on page 184, side B, it says like this, if you stand with the light, a shining face below, Hashem responds with a shining to you from above. The way you do, if you serve God with joy, the happiness of a human being draws down for him the other happiness of above. The same thing is this lower world. As you wrap yourself around, that's the way you draw down from above. In short, the Rebbe says, that when you strengthen yourself in the trust in the blessed Hashem, that He will give things to be happy and good mood, and you are so strong in that trust, that this influences your daily life, then you actually draw this down from above. And we see also with the eyes of flesh that the trust in Hashem was justified. May Hashem blessed help that you and your wife and your whole family should see this as soon as possible. And vividly, actually, I look forward for good news. So here the Rebbe is saying, while it's understood why you are depressed because of the tragedy, but in order to improve this, especially the Rebbe talks to Hasidim and to all Yidden, is you have to be alive. You can't just live, but you gotta be alive every day, which is connect to Hashem. In order to get all the physical blessing from Hashem, Hashem responds in the way you behave towards Him. If you will be trusting in Hashem and relying that things will be good, then, as the Zohar says, Hashem responds to the way that you show, that's the way Hashem shows. And you can see that the trust in Hashem was justified, because you will see with your eyes the blessing of Hashem coming down to you. And the Rebbe says, I look forward for the good news about it. Very powerful and comforting words. But, you know, when a person experiences a tragedy, they need all the help that they can get in order to overcome. And the Rebbe was giving them some of the chizuk, the strength that they needed.